They're the ones who make it happen. They're the ones who get it done. And that's why we shine the spotlight on them on Business for Breakfast. It's time now for the Business Leaders Spotlight on Money Radio.
Well, it is that time of the week once again. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:35, we sit down and visit with some of the Valley's business leaders, men and women, making a difference in our community, in our own backyard. And our next guest does just that in a couple different roles. His name is Dr. Mark Tarkowski. He is with the CORE Institute, but obviously something else going on this weekend with philanthropy that we're going to talk about as well. Dr. Tarkowski, Mark Asher, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you.
Well, you've been with the CORE Institute for quite some time, have you not?
I have. I started with them in 2006, shortly after they were started, and have been with them through their tremendous growth over the last 10 years.
I've had many people I know that have worked for the CORE Institute, still do, and the growth has been unbelievable. Tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll talk about the philanthropy event coming up.
Sure. So the CORE Institute's mission is to continue to define the standard of care in musculoskeletal health. And we do that by employing roughly 100 different orthopedic and neurologic physicians and quite a bit of support staff to help us accomplish that mission. I think we see close to a million patient encounters each year now, and we employ over 800 people in the Valley.
Yeah, I was going to say the employment is just great. You got buildings now all over the place. It's been quite the growth, and congratulations. I know you and a lot of the other people there have had a lot to do with that growth, so you should be proud.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk about this this other event from CORE to, I believe it's MORE. Is that correct?
Right. So one of the ways, you know, as we've grown, we wanted to give back to the community that has really helped support our growth as a business. And so we started a 501c3 nonprofit, which is called the MORE Foundation. And the MORE Foundation exists to really promote mobility in the community. And we do that through three arms. One is our innovative medical research. The other is some of our educational programs. And what we're here to talk about today is our charity program.
Yeah, let's talk about the charity program, because as we all know, Veterans Day is coming up. I believe it's officially Saturday. A lot will recognize it on Friday, but you guys have an event on Sunday, Veterans Day weekend, and this will be the second annual Ride and Raise event at Harley-Davidson of Scottsdale. Sounds intriguing right out of the gate. Harley-Davidson and charity? Sounds fun to me.
You got it. Well, the program really exists to help get veterans to and from their medical appointments.
Right.
So, you know, the VA does quite a good job of transporting veterans to and from the VA for care. But when veterans seek care elsewhere and go to other physicians or medical centers in the community, it's often very difficult for them to get transportation. And we want to make sure that they never miss an appointment that they need to go to for lack of a quality transportation alternative.
Right.
And so the MORE Foundation has been raising money and basically buying rides for these veterans to get to and from those medical appointments when they have a financial need or when they have a significant physical disability that makes it difficult for them to take a taxi or other common transportation methods.
I was going to say, so is this, I mean, have you employed drivers to do this, or is it Uber? Is it different shuttles that maybe have wheelchair accessibility, whatever it might be? How does it work?
Well, we partner with medical transportation companies. Our primary partner has been Quality Transportation Systems of Arizona. They've been great to work with. They have large vans that have wheelchair ramps, that have lifts. Their drivers are highly trained and educated in how to deal with patients on oxygen, patients that are in stretchers or on gurneys. So we really rely on their expertise, and we're just driving the program by raising funds, by administrating the program itself.
And I think VTAP, right? Veterans Transportation Assistance Program. Is that the acronym there?
Yeah, you got it.
VTAP. All right, so let's talk about what the actual event will be. We know where the money is going to go, but if people want to get into this event, and I know there's live music, tell us a little bit about what's going on Sunday.
Right, so the event is Sunday, November 12th, from 2 to 6 p.m., we're going to have live music. We will have some barbecue going, catered lunch. There's a bar available for those that choose to partake. We call it Ride and Raise because we want everybody to ride on in. If you have a Harley, that's great. If you have another bike, that's great. But it's not limited just to motorcyclists. We actually have a cycling team at the foundation. Some of those guys are going to ride in on bikes.
I was going to say, if I got a Huffy, am I qualified? Are we good?
You're
there?
Welcome. Yeah. We've got some classic car guys that are interested and are going to do a classic car drive-in. So we really, it's just about transportation.
Right.
So whatever mode of transportation you want to use to get to the event, we encourage you to come. For people that can't make it to the event, you can still buy a ride for a veteran through our website. So if you go to Ride N Raise, so it's R-I-D-E, the letter N, R-A-I-S-E .org, you can buy tickets there, and you can also just buy a ride for a veteran if you can't make it to the event. So we would encourage everybody that's listening to, at the very least, go on, buy a ride, and give back to those who have served this country.
Now, Dr. Mark Chakosky, he is with the CORE Institute, and one of their charitable endeavors is called the MORE program. And this MORE is, or MORE Foundation, I should say, a Veterans Transportation Assistance Program. Big event. It's this Sunday at Harley-Davidson of Scottsdale, which is 15656 North Hayden Road, right here in Scottsdale, from 2 to 6 p.m., $25, is that what it costs to get in? Is that right, Doc?
$25 at the door, yeah.
$25 at the door. Or again, like Dr. Chakosky said, you can make a $50 donation online, and that's going to take care of some rides, and that's great. You can go to ride, the letter N, raise.org, rideandraise.org. And then if they wanted more information on you and your great staff at the CORE Institute, coreinstitute.com, correct? TheCoreInstitute.com, right?
TheCoreInstitute.com and more-foundation.org.
More-foundation.org. All right, Mark, we appreciate it very much. I love what you're doing in the community. I love the growth of the CORE Institute. I think it's great what's happening right here in our own backyard. And thanks for letting us shine the spotlight on you today a little bit, all right?
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
Of course, anytime. That's Dr. Mark Chakosky, again, with the CORE Institute and the MORE Foundation. Big event going on this weekend. It is time now. Oh, that was our business leader spotlight.